there. And he pushes through maybe for one or two. Strung out beautifully by the Titan defense there. And where is he hiding here? Number four. Frank Rohde. Awarded with the tackle, I believe, or recognized, I should say. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball in the left hash here on the second and eight for the Pios. Jackson Case on Raby's left. Here's the snap. Raby looks to his right. Oh, just misses us and Eichstad. Eichstad well covered there. Again by Artis Benjamin from Loyola Academy. Pass was a little wide left there from Raby. Really the first big miss he's had today.
That was the only one that looked a little discombobulated.
Yep. But, you know, good, decent pressure there from the Titan line. So it's third and eight. 8:39, clock stopping with the incomplete pass. And Titans could definitely use a stop here. Twins right, single receiver left. Case on Raby's right. I could see a draw here, Johnny, to Case.
You could, huh?
Just to mix things up here. And nope, it's a passing play. And Raby looking downfield to Eichstad again. And great coverage there by Benjamin. A little bit overthrown, but really not much room for Eichstad to work with there. So real credit to Artis Benjamin there, the junior from Wilmette, Illinois.
He just really had position on him. Eichstad really didn't have a chance to do much there. Defender was just in a great spot.
Yeah. So back to receive. Streveler in to punt. Noah Streveler, the junior from Stevens Point. Back to receive. I'm trying to get a number here for the Titans, Johnny. He didn't tuck his shirt in here. Heavy pressure on the punt. Streller gets off a beauty there. It's fielded at the 39. Breaks a tackle here and pushes his way into Pio territory. Finally brought down about the 48. Good little scrum going on there, too.
Got a little buggy right as soon as he caught that. And scurrying around there, missing.
Jackson Brown, I believe, is the name of the receiver. Actually, no, let's see. We got number 19. No, Marco Pelaganis, the 5'8 junior from St. Petersburg, Florida. Has left the summer sun of Florida for the CCIW and Illinois Wesleyan.
One of the Illinois Wesleyan players that's not from Illinois, looking at their roster.
Trips left, single receiver right for Ryan Sachs. Tailback on his right. The snap over the middle. He's got a guy again. And that's Miles Key for a modest gain. Brought down by Amaron Bridges, the junior from Lindenhurst Lakes Community High School down there in the noise.
Titans playing a little hurry up here.
Yep. Single receiver right, trips left. Second and five here. Hedges looking,
going deep.
Sacklin
outfield. Got a guy.
Right in, he's got it. Touchdown, Titans. Kevin Graham, the tight end. He got hit in that play. Sacks a little shaken up there. A 48-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, what a connection.
And look at, I guess, Hedges, I'm calling him Hedges, Sachs, the placeholder on the extra point here, too, and he doesn't want to miss out on this. So, 7:50, your time remaining, and the Titans finally get in the end zone. Halfway through the third quarter, they do a little muddle huddle here, but they are going to go for the extra point here. And the first-year kicker, Caden Youngie, the freshman from Mattoon, low snap, but held is good, and so is the extra point. So 7:50 in the third quarter. It's the Pioneers 49 and the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan 10. We'll be back on the Carroll University Football Radio Network here on WAUK after these messages. Anya, take it away.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back, everyone, to Live and Local Carroll University Pioneer Football on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And you can find us on the Civic Media app. I'm here, Johnny Watermelon, with my friend Don Brown and Triple G. And here we go at 49-10, the Pios.
Caden Youngy kicking off. Keon Miller back to receive for the Pios. And Miller's going to let that one roll into the end zone for a touchback. So the Pioneers will start on their own 25. Again, 7:50 remaining in the third quarter, and a 49-10 Pioneer lead over the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan. And when the Titans started, they'd already given up a touchdown in the half, but the offense was rolling down the field, getting close to the red zone, and a big interception by Damon Locher reversed the fortunes there for the Titans and the Pios. But Titans get the ball back and then score a touchdown on a 48 bomb to the tight end Kevin Graham over the middle. And nice pass there by Sachs. Seems a little bit more comfortable now. Here's a handoff up the middle, and that might be Mikey Coleman there. He just gets back to the line of scrimmage. And a big credit there to Josh Havlicek for stopping that game. Not much the fly could do there. Havlicek was like a fly swatter, Johnny. Or fly paper, if you will.
Yeah.
7:29 and counting in the third quarter, and this just in, my daughter's volleyball team beat Arrowhead. Always a great thing when Arrowhead loses. But back to live action here. Twins left, single receiver right. Second and 10 for Raby. Coleman on the left. Raby in trouble, and he's going to get sacked. Joel Bayer, number 91, the senior from Eureka. Can you tell me what famous American went to Eureka College, Johnny? Played football there, too.
I don't know, but I got to tell you something about Joel Bear. They got him a 6-0 at 285. That dude's
a big beast, yeah.
He's a little bigger than 285, sir.
Yeah. I bet Triple G can tell me who went to
Eureka.
Eureka College. By the way, it is a 3rd and 19 here, ball in the 16 of the Pios.
Famous football player. I'll get back to you.
Yep.
Maybe that was Mr. Hoover.
Mr. Reagan, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
There's a snap to Raby. He's rolling out to his left here. Gets past some heavy pressure.
He's got him open. He's wide open. Holy cow.
And that's J.R. Muth. Going yard for an 84-yard touchdown. Pios. Wow. How did he get that wide open on a 3rd and 19, Johnny?
Man.
Yo, Raby was running out of trouble. Josh Havlicek was heavy in pursuit, and it looked like he was just going to throw it away, but
I think the defense got suckered
in. He had a wide open J.R. Muth almost at midfield.
Right. It just looked like it was going to be some sort of a runner, a little dish off pass. That dude was
he had
15 yards wide open. There was no one near him.
And it's great. With all the productivity J.R. Muth has provided, it's nice to call his name in the end zone. And here's the hold and the snap. And the rent is true. It's now 56-10 with 6:23 left in the third quarter. And time for another break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. In fact, we could even do station identification if you want, Anya. Take it away, please.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. Coming back from live coverage here to Josh Raby just hitting an 84-yard pass.
It was J.R. Muth.
Muth just caught that thing and took off like a bat out of hell. That thing was a great play. How phenomenal.
On a 3rd and 19.
And it was what a cool play, man.
Muth gets behind enemy lines, and a desperate Raby running out of trouble hits him. Rolling out left and throwing right, Johnny. We talked about that early. That's not an easy thing to do, but
oh man,
it's a lot like throwing across the field.
That defense got schnookered there.
Alden and Kent back to receive for the Titans. Jacob Laurent, the senior from Kenosha, kicking off. Laurent kicks it deep, and it's Alden again, fielding it at the five. Going to his left.
Oh, he got hit hard. But he stays up.
He breaks a tackle, though. Wow. The fact that he got to the 26th is amazing.
Oh, we got a pile down there.
There is
level
a pile down there. A hard hit there.
Unfortunately.
Steve Staub and company will be going out to investigate.
It's number 92.
The good news is he's moving around. He's turned over from his stomach to his back. So, you know, you always fear the worst on that kind of contact, but... looks like he's holding an arm, too, there, too. So,
boy, it was like a demolition derby hit there. Those
it
two
really
guys
was.
Collided.
And credit to Albin, who also starts his tailback, as he got clobbered by a couple piles there, including the one that's mm-hmm. injured. And he still mm-hmm. managed to bounce forward for about five more yards to the 26. But a flag was dropped, and so I'm anticipating that's against the receiving team. He gets health back up, so.
Yeah, must have been a stinger on his arm or
big
shoulder.
Big shout out. Is that number 22, Johnny?
92. Or 82.
82. I'm sorry, 82. So I've got Adam Anderson from Brown Deer here in the Milwaukee area, the northern part of Waukesha County.
Looks like he's shaking it off pretty
yeah,
good, though.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Like to see that. So Ryan Saxon company out here with twin packages both sides. Albin on his left. Ball at the 26. There was no flag, or they picked it up anyway. And he's looking over the middle. He's in some trouble. He's going to get sacked.
Yep.
Nick Mantis, who had the pick six earlier with a little help. Actually, no, that was not Nick. Yes, Nick Mantis and Elios Martinez. That right side of the line making their presence known here. So now it's us. Second and 15. Quick pass. He's got a guy. It's caught. Oh, he gets hit.
Wow.
He hung on, though, for a short gain.
That could straighten out your mouth guard.
And
I'd be a little dizzy after that one. Don.
I think that was who had the hit on
Key.
That one? Who?
Miles Key.
Miles that. Key, but he got hit by our number five, A.J. Moore.
Another long
They're going
ball.
Deep to Moore, and it's intercepted. Amaron Bridges. The Bridges of Amaron County with the big pick at the Pioneer 41-yard line.
Boy.
Another Pioneer turnover. They might have more turnovers than points today, Johnny.
Man, are they doing their job there. 56-10 with 5:26 left. And another turnover.
You know, you see a discussion there near the sideline. There is a flag down, though. Let's see what this could be a late hit. But I think they wanted one of the receivers to do a different pattern on that, but. So like the pick by Bridges is negated. Hands of the face on defense. So it negates the pick.
Wow,
beautiful.
What a huge change.
He jumped up to get that. Tim Nelson.
And a 15-yarder.
The D lineman from Racine Lutheran. And it is, is it 15? Oh, it must have been personal foul. Usually a hands of face is like 5 yards, but I guess it was the personal foul variety.
Talk about salt in the wound.
Nelson, the starting D tackle.
Good thing they're up by 46
junior,
points.
260-pound junior, yeah. And, you know, just a lot of solid play from that D line there, so you can't get too hard on him. 5:18 and counting here. Ball at the 43 of the Titans. Twins left, single receiver right. Albin on. Sachs's right. They're going to the left side. They got a wide-open receiver. And, he breaks a couple pile tackles.
He's got
he breaks another tackle. And finally pushed out of bounds there by Amaron Bridges. And that was, he's not in the two deep here. Matt Young again. They've been calling his number a lot today.
Yeah, that was a good
athletic
play.
Trips right, single receiver left. And that's Matt Young all alone on the left. Tailback on Sachs's right. Over the middle, he's got
nice
Kevin Graham again.
Catch.
Graham had to come back for that. Had
Did
to reach back to reel it in, yeah. Like a yo-yo. But he got about 4 or 5 yards on that. And the pile linebackers there covered that up pretty good. Trips right, single receiver left for Sachs. Second and five. Over the middle now, he's got a guy. Oh, it's just short. He was well covered there, Trey Moore. And back for the piles there, A.J. Moore.
Ryan Sachs throws a nice ball, Don.
He sure does. Caden Vernon also in there for the Pios, getting a lot of time now today. So trips right, single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. 4:21 remaining in the third quarter. Sacks back to pass, in trouble.
The trouble!
Oh, he flips on the air. Oh! Intercepted, another one by Damon Loker.
Oh.
He really dove for that one.
Man, that was another
dangerous play
turnover
there by Sacks, trying to avoid the sack. Sacks avoiding the sack.
Trying to
talk about some alliteration, Johnny.
Trying to make something out of nothing there.
You know, I like, these are some fairly easy names to pronounce for the Titans, but. So now we got fourth and six, and the Titan offense remains on the field here. They need some more points.
Yeah, what do they
conversion
got to lose, right?
Trailing 56-10. You know, they already got one in the cup here in this half, and they got the confidence. So ball in the middle of the field, 4:15 remaining, third quarter, fourth and six, trips right, single receiver left, tailback on Sacks' left. Here comes the pile blitz. He's going to the end zone to Young, and it's wide left.
Oh, that looked like interference.
So the Pios will take over on downs. I thought they would have gone underneath the coverage there just to move the sticks, but they go for all the marbles here. And well covered there by the Pios. Amaron Bridges, who had an interception that was negated by a hands-in-the-face call. Nice cool breeze coming in through the press box. Blowing my paperwork away, but it'll be a souvenir for some lucky fan someday.
Well, Don, you and Greg are such great people with all these names. You just don't need it.
Big switch here, Johnny. Charlie King, the number QB2 now in. And a different running back there, too. I'm trying to get the number here. Gets a snap, low snap, gets it to the tailback, and he pushes forward for some positive yardage. Looks like a 1 or 2 yard gain.
Coach Poot is making a lot of substitutions here, a lot of new names.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to get the tailback's number here. What's that say there, Johnny?
I got to break out my binoculars. 26, I think.
26 or 28 for the Pios.
Yeah.
So that's either Caleb Lowney or Jake Netchen. I think it's Jake Netchen. Lowney's a DB. Singler's here is both sides, and it's a quick pass to number 85, and he's met by two Titans. It is a 3 or 4 yard gain, setting up a manageable third and four. And your receiver there, Johnny, was Colin Chappell. We saw him in the scrimmage out of Sullivan, Illinois. He looked really impressive in that inter-squad scrimmage we were at.
Coach Buda's going with a hurry-up offense with a second string here.
I like it.
Might as well give him a little practice and a little.
Yep, single receivers both sides. Double tight end on the right here. Three tight ends on the line. Netchen on King's right. King gets a snap. Hands off to Netchen up the middle and snuffed out by the Titan line. He might have got a half a yard there. That makes it fourth and about three or four. And the punting unit will come on.
Nice stand by the Titans.
Good stand by the Titan. And looks like they still have their starters on the field.
Got a long ways to go, 56-10.
Noah Streveler into punt. And then this is, we missed his number earlier here. Number 19, Marco Palaganis. And heavy pressure on Streveler, but he gets it off. And that's going to take one big roll. Palaganis has it to 16, runs to his right, and
tackled
beautifully. No gain there on the return. Great single effort there.
Down on the 15.
By that number 82. I think that might have been the injured pile. Or is that 92? No, that's 82. Yeah, that was Zach Johnson. So great to see the DePere native getting off what looked like a serious injury and then coming back in and making a great solo effort. So 2:11 remains in the third quarter here. Titans get the ball back after a three and out from the Pios. Trips left, single receiver right. Tailback on Sachs's right. Sachs gets a snap. He's looking to his right. He's got an open
man. Guy open.
Cut.
What a beautiful catch.
And tackled at the 49. Miles Key.
Right in stride, Don.
Tackled by Amaron Bridges. The Bridges of Amaron County. Amaron Bridges from Racine Case High School. Chips left, single receiver right. Ball at the 48 of the Pios. High snap. It's given to the tailback there. And Albin pushes a few Pios forward for a 3 yard gain. Reed Foster hanging on. And he got help there from Luke Brasig on the line. So that sets up second and seven from the Pioneer 45, 1:25 remaining in the third quarter. Trips right, single receiver left. Sacks gets the snap. He's going high to the left.
Got his guy.
He's got Matt Young again. And it's a touchdown for the Titans. Young got away with a little bit of a shove there.
I think he did, dude.
Yep.
But the Zebras didn't think it was flagrant enough.
Yeah, and there was mutual contact there. Trying to get the cornerback on the coverage there.
A little handsy.
That was 23 for the Pios. Drayden Hilliard.
Going for two.
Getting his first looks. The sophomore from Bolingbrook, Illinois. And nope, they got the muddle huddle, but they decided to go for one. I do love that muddle huddle, Johnny.
Me too.
Anytime you get to say muddle huddle, it's a good day. That and naked bootleg, that is. So Youngie with the extra point. And it's good. And so with 1:16 remaining, it's a 56-17 in favor of the Pioneers. And we'll take a quick break here on the Pioneer Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to the third quarter. This is Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back. We just saw a touchdown from the Titans. We've got a score of 56-17 on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. And check us out on the Civic Media app. We've got a contest that's a little lopsided, but the Titans are fighting back.
Caden Youngie kicking off for the Titans. Keon Miller back to receive for the Pios. And here's the kick. It looks like it's returnable there. Miller gets it at the 8. He's going to his left. Good blocking up front. Pushes forward. He's getting near the 40 and finally brought down around the 41 there. No flags on the field, so great effort there by the pile return team.
Good smart run back there. Was waiting for his blockers.
Setting up their backups for success here. And I believe we'll see Charlie King again. QB2, the sophomore out of Sheboygan Falls. 6'1", 180 pounds, went to Sheboygan Falls High School. And let's confirm it. Yep, it is Charlie King. And I believe that's your man Jake Netchen out there. And we got Sammy Muth, JR's younger brother there. As one of the receivers, twins right, single receiver left. Double tight ends. And the boy king, Charlie King. 108. Whistle's blown here. Something's going on.
Yeah, something's.
Reset on the play clock.
Got to give a shout out to Dan Domock, former marketing teacher at Waukesha North, the play clock operator.
Another today. North Star. Here's a deep pass over the middle. It's picked up.
Intercepted. Titans got it. He's
That's
got
Ernest room. Benjamin from Loyola Academy. 30, 25, 20. Finally brought down by a big pile of linemen. Seen enough, but a big break for the Titans, intercepting Charlie King over the middle. And the Titan offense back in business here in the red zone at the 11. Eight down territory, as I like to call it, Johnny and Triple G.
That one?
You know.
Go ahead, Triple G.
Dan Domock said that he would use me. I could use him as a reference whenever. Now that I've called him out on air, I don't know if that offer still valid.
No, it still stands. Yep. Got the thumbs up there. Trips right, single receiver left. Albin on Sachs's left. He's looking to his right. Corner play in the end zone. Oh! That was Trey Moore. He had it. But the Pio corner, I believe that's number 14.
was just a bit wiggly.
Got a hand in there to knock it away.
Yep.
Evan Holm. And Evan Holm, he got some playing time last week. He plays behind the Drake Emanuel. So trips right, ball on the left hash here. Second and 10 from the 11. Fakes a handoff. This time Sack's going to run it. Keeper, and he gets down near the Pioneer 5. A swarm of Pios come to greet him. So I like the call, Johnny.
Yeah, it was
37 seconds and counting in the third quarter.
Give up. You see something like that, you got to take it. So yep. Good call on the Titans.
Especially on the shorter field here. Those passes aren't easy to make. Trips right, single receiver left. Albanon, Sacks is right. And Pioneer faithful making the noise. Handoff up the middle there. And whistle's blown. Something happened before the play. And a timeout by the Pios here. Their first of the half with 18 seconds left. Pioneers clinging to a 56-17 lead. Don't want this other score to come in, but you got to love the competitive nature.
Yeah, they're clinging.
Coach Pfeffer's defense. So
the tension is mounting.
It sure is. So what's going on tonight here on campus, Triple G? I know just down the road is March Fest,
yeah.
One of the state's largest band competitions.
March Fest. We've got a laser tag on campus tonight. And
nice.
Yours truly may be participating in that. Imagine that, folks, a blind man playing laser tag. But you know, maybe.
Have you been to the laser tag experience over by Waukesha South, Jeremy Watson's company?
I have, yes.
That's a great place.
Yes,
They sponsored Waukesha South football.
Yeah. Really well.
I've had him on the show. Great guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So that's going on. After this, I may go get some dinner in the Pioneer Indoor Terrace.
Nice.
And have myself some.
So we're back to live action. Excuse me, Greg. Trips right, single receiver left. It is a third and four here. They can still get a first down here. Pass on the outside.
It'll be a touchdown.
They've got Graham again. Number 7, his second touchdown.
Boy, oh boy.
They love their tight ends there.
And we got a full
Kevin
quarter.
Kevin Graham is second of the day. And make that 23 points for the Titans with 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Big extra point here.
Muddle huddle going on.
Love the muddle huddle, Johnny. And the freshman Youngie in for the extra point. Here comes a snap, the hold, all good, and kick is blocked!
Oh, wow.
Fumbling around. Looks like the Titans fell on it.
Number 99 on the block there for the Pios. Abe Stockwell, the junior from Owatonna, Minnesota, Johnny. Ever been up in Owatonna?
It's Owatonna.
Owatonna. I stand corrected. Thanks, Johnny.
That's okay. I know.
You know, I thought you were the one having a hard time with the pronunciations.
With names, I have a tough time, but those cities, sure. I know where that is.
Yep. And being of the Menominee Nation, too, it's a lot easier for you to recognize that than myself.
Absolutely. Got a little native.
Even if I was born in the Seneca Nation, the heart of the old Seneca Nation.
Uh-huh.
The marching band under the direction of
Patrick. Well, I'm Irish, but I was born in the heart of the old Seneca Nation.
Okay.
In South Buffalo. That was all Seneca land. There's a statue to Red Jacket, the chief who negotiated the treaty of George Washington.
So I kind of thought maybe
Triple G, you were about to say something there.
The marching band under the direction of Patrick Laughlin there is playing some Ricky Martin.
Ricky tunage. Martin, haven't heard that name in a while.
Right.
Living La Vida Loca. So about four or five scores away, the Titans have cut the lead. 56-23 with 30 seconds left. Costly missed extra point. And Youngie kicks it back to Keon Miller, who looks like he's going to let that one go. It's out of bounds there. So Piles will start at their own 35, I believe.
Some good field position.
It didn't get past the cone, so. So I believe Charlie King should get the nod again. The boy king from Sheboygan Falls. Born in Arizona, moved to Sheboygan Falls. Charlie King. Yep, ball marked at the 35 here. Again, Pioneers in their home orange jerseys, orange pants, dark navy jerseys, orange numbers, white trim, orange stripes around the shoulder, real classic look. Titans in the New York Jets, green pants, white jersey, green numbers. Jets logo type that reads Titans on the green helmets in white. Trips left, but it's a handoff up the middle. And that's Jackson Case pushing his way, bullying his way, a little one-on-one. Kind of looked like a street fight there, the way they wrestled each other. Or
a little
match,
chippy
yeah.
after the play there.
Yeah.
Guys are having a little conversation about what to do after the game.
That'll end the third quarter with the Pioneers in command, 56-23. But the Titans have made it interesting, putting 20 points up in the second half here. So stick around. Lots more action here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter. This is Don, Johnny, and Greg.
Only kidding. Thank you, Anya. Johnny, take over, kid.
Welcome back to live coverage of Carroll University Pioneer Football. I'll tell you what, man, we're watching a lopsided contest. That's 56-23. Just came off a Titans score not too long ago, and the Pios got the ball.
And, Josh Ravey back in the game. Sorry about that, Johnny.
That's okay. Here you go.
Twins left, single receiver right. Ravey gets snapped. He's going over the middle again, and it's a cut. Oh!
Almost
broke it.
Almost broke it for
all
a touchdown.
All the way to about the 30-yard line, and that was Reed Breckheimer, the tight end. They had him lined up in the split end spot like the North Stars did with Connor Curtis last night. What a great play there by Breckheimer. So, yeah, the starter's back in here, Johnny. That is my man Josh Raby. Twins left, single receiver right. The usual suspects in the receiving corps back for the Pios. It's a handoff to Case up the middle here in first down, and he pushes forward again for about a 2-yard gain.
Thinking with the starters back in, Don, that Coach Buda wants to stop that scoring.
Paul's uncle, one of the key tacklers there for the Titans, a little shaken up after tackle, but he's back. And that makes it 2nd and 8. Twins left, single receiver right, Case on Raby's right. Case gets the snap. He's looking downfield here. Over the middle, he's got a guy. It's caught. J.R. Muth.
Another touchdown.
Another touchdown for the Muth and
Pios.
Wow.
Let's make it 62. Woo!
Right in stride. The Axeman split the defense, and boy, did he connect there.
You know, Johnny, I'm not as intelligent about playoff situations, but you figure here points are important even this early in the season, and I think that's why Coach
Buda what's going on.
And point differentials. So as Johnny gets the third quarter stats here from our very good friend Michael Westermeyer, Director of Athletic Communications, and Lauren sinks the extra point with his wedge, little chip shot. Thanks, Mayo, and I get a copy too. Awesome treatment here. So I think these are quarterly stats we're looking at here.
Yeah, Jim, they are.
No, so although we are looking at total
Austin Eckstead, 281 yards.
107 yards for Austin Eckstead. 46 for Josh Hill. That was just in the third quarter alone. J.R. Muth at 92. Of course, that's 60 yards after catch. That's a great stat. 60.
There's some crazy stats.
60
there.
For J.R. Muth. Austin Eckstead, 51. And I think one of my favorite players, Andre Reed, excuse me, and his nickname was Yak, which standing for yards after catch. And those are very important stats. We've seen quite a, even from the Titans today, we've seen some good Yaks today.
Josh Raby, 281 this quarter. That's a monster number for
is that for the 15? Quarter or for the game, yeah.
This is a quarter stat, dude.
Yeah.
I think
it might be cumulative because his longest is 84. They got that one. He's thrown for 3 TDs. 63-23. But, yeah, with those numbers, I wouldn't be surprised. So, Laurent kicks off.
No, that's full
and,
game.
And Albin's going to at the 10, he's going to retrieve it. Going to his left here. Got a decent little hole. He's going to push forward all the way to the 38. of the Titans. So another good return by Albin.
Very nice run back.
Who doubles as the tailback here. And let's see what the Titans can do here with 13:37 left in the game. Pioneers ahead 63-23, a 40-point margin.
My apologies. These are full game stats.
They are full game. Okay, that's what I thought. So we got trips right, single receiver left. No, yep. Double tight end, tailback on Sachs's right. Oh, difficult snap. Sachs reels it in, but not before he gets sacked.
Nowhere to go. Two guys just pinched him.
Yep. Yeah, and a little dance there. Careful, don't get a penalty, son.
Yeah, a little showboating down there.
And that was 91 for the Pios. And we got to go to the roster to dig his name up. Clayton Huber from Ham Lake, Minnesota, the sophomore on that sack. Trips right now, single receiver left. Going to his right, quick pass. Oh, a nice little bullet there, but Trey Moore couldn't reel it in.
I think he heard some footsteps.
Jagger Vine in on that, along with number 17 of the Pios. Desmond Esquivel, the sophomore from Yuma, Arizona, Yuma Catholic. Think he's taking the 312 to Yuma, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Great Western. Great modern Western there.
Yeah, well, you called
Russell Crowe and what's the dude's name from Empire of the Sun? Christian Bale. Trips right, single receiver left for the Titans here. Second and 10. Sacks rolling right out of the pocket. Got a guy over the middle, cross traffic. Great little reception there. Miles Key, and that was all Ryan Sacks creating that opportunity. Good job by Key getting over to the middle. It is a six-yard gain, or no, longer than that. They called it a first down. What? No, fourth down. Okay, fourth and five here. Ball at the 43.
Surprise!
Oh, they're
going to
punt it here
on
fourth down, yeah.
Yeah, what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah. So, no, not Noah Streveler, excuse me.
12 minutes and 25 seconds left.
That was Matt Noguez out to punt. Back to return for the Pios here. I don't see a number. This could be a J.R. Muth. Let's
nice
see.
Nice punt.
Muth's going to let it bounce. Yep, he's calling people away from it. And it takes a friendly Pioneer bounce and downed at the 31. So Muth plays that beautifully. It's almost like he used a little witchcraft there to move the ball back in the Pios' favor. He waved his players away from it, and then the ball went with him. So yeah, it bounced at the 23 or so, and it just skipped the other way.
Pios bounce for sure.
First and 10 for the Pios. Let's see who's back at quarterback. 12:07 remaining in the game. A 63-23 Pio lead. And Josh Raby comes back out, and this time he's got Mikey Coleman with him. Eichstadt all alone on the left. Josh Hill alone on the right. Double tight end packages. Or no, double tight end right here, excuse me. Coleman on Raby's left here. Ball at the 30, left hash. First and 10. Here's a snap to Raby. He's going to hand it off to Coleman, going to his right. Oh, breaks a tackle.
Breaking some
good
tackles.
Job. So kind of like a little zigzag there. He went to the right and then spun over to his left. A 9-yard gain all the way to the 39 here. Second and 1. Clock runs 11:52 and counting.
It was definitely
for the Pios.
Good effort on his part.
Yep.
He did a good effort, zigged and zagged, like you said.
So Coleman on Raby's left here. Tight formation here with single receivers, double tight ends. Here's the handoff. Goes to Coleman again. Kicks it into the middle here, and he's got the first down. Another 5 or 6 yard gain there. Ball will be spotted at the 46 of the Pios. So he was looking outside. There was decent contain. Then he cut it inside and got the yardage he needed and then some for another Pioneer first down. And that's what I love about the fly, Coleman. He's very patient, waiting for the holes to open up, and then he just flies mm-hmm. through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're the Pios here, you just run the ball,
yeah.
Right? Keep running it at him.
That's
yeah.
it. Tight formation here. Coleman on Raby's right. Hand off to Coleman on the right. And he still, in spite of the pressure, managed to get a yard there. Titans kind of blitzed on that.
Yeah.
You had my man Sam Schott, 16, coming from the outside there.
Raby hands off, and then he gets in the mix and throws a nice block.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, 10:39 and counting. Second and nine. Ball at the 47 of the Pios, leading 63-23 over conference rival Illinois Wesleyan. Twins right, single receiver left. Coleman on Raby's left. It's a passing play. He goes into the flat there. Beautiful catch by Santiago Rios from the flanker position, cutting it out to the right. That'll be about a three or four yard gain there. We'll set up third and six for the Pios at the 49, just short of midfield. Actually, the ball touching the 50. Keon Miller in the game as the tight end Trevor Hancock comes out. Miller comes in favor of an extra receiver. Hancock might have been a little shaken up there. Yep, no, Miller's going to go to the right, switching with Rios coming to the left flank. Josh Hill, the left split end. Austin Eichstad, the right split end. So Pio offense not finished. 9:42 and counting here. Coleman on Raby's left. Third and long. Coleman. Oh, missed. Eichstad was going to the outside there, and Eichstad had to come back for it.
Just a little bit behind
him. Just a little bit behind him, yep. Fourth and six. But a good call on fourth and six.
Yep.
Not a dangerous play. And I think that's maybe why Coach Buda put Raby back in there. Charlie King was looking over the middle, and it was really crowded with Titans, and those aren't the passes Coach Buda likes to make. So Noah Streveler into punt, and our man number 19, Marco Pelagenas. It's going to go out of bounds there, not returnable.
Little Titan bounce
at
there.
The 16, so a great punt by Streveler.
Mm-hmm.
About a 34-yarder, but a great, good spot. Pin the defense back a little bit and negate the return. You know, the next best thing to a coffin corner, Johnny. Can you tell me, Johnny, what Hall of Fame punter was taken in the first round by a contrarian team with a contrarian owner?
Guy.
Ray Guy. Awesome, Johnny. A lot of respect. And Johnny looks a little bit like Kenny, I must say. Twin packages both sides for Ryan Sachs. First and 10. He's got a guy over the middle. It's caught.
Boy, he broke that tackle.
That's Matt Young, the tight end, who scored a touchdown earlier. And talk about yak there. He ran for an extra 10 yards, catching the ball a couple yards short of a first. And using some fancy footwork for a big lad to get the first. Ball spotted at the 31. First and 10. Titans trips right. Single receiver left. Tailback on Sachs' right.
Showing blitz.
Left, excuse me. Sachs downfield. He's got Young again. Oh! Young kind of made a lazy attempt to go. He just stuck a hand out. He kind of stopped. He should have kept running for it.
Yeah, it was a playoff. You'd lay out for that.
I mean, Sachs, it didn't even look like he had to lay out for it. He just had to keep running.
And I don't know.
Maybe he strained a hammy or something
But I don't know.
It was very catchable. And again, Sachs putting it away where no defenders can get to it. But although Young was pretty open there, had a big cushion there. So we got second and 10 here, 9:02. Trips right, single receiver left. New tailback here. Fakes it to him. Saxon to keep it. Showing good speed. He's got a first down. Takes a couple good shots there. One to the head. So it's another Titan first down.
Sax showing a little lickety split action.
That was
there.
A really great, especially with a new tailback in with fresh legs. I don't got the number on the tailback yet here. But here it is. Gets the snap again. Under pressure. He's rolling out to his right. Gets a flip off to the tailback there. More first down yardage. There is a flag. It looks like holding, though.
Back in the holding area.
It sure does. And that's Jahari Scott. His first time we've seen him all day. At least in a tailback capacity. So, yes, it is holding against the Titans, as we suspected. And that moves them back to their from the spot of the foul there, 34-yard line.
63-23, that Pioneers.
That makes it about first and first. They call it a first and 10, waiting for the clock to get arranged here. I want to say first and 19. 8:17 and running for the clock, left in the game. A 63-23 commanding Pioneer lead. Trips right, single receiver left. Scott on Sachs' left. Here's a snap. And he's got a guy.
Nice.
It's caught.
First down.
And that was Jahari Scott again. Coming out of the backfield to the left, and really not much coverage there. He gets a lot of that yardage back, setting up a second and 8 at the 47 of the Titans. Trips right, single receiver left. Scott again on Sax's left. He's looking again. Pressure's going to run out of this one. He's got some room. He's got enough for the first down and goes out of bounds wisely at the 43 to preserve the clock. 7:37 remaining. Nice heads-up play there by Ryan Sax. Receiver's well covered, and Sax saw a great opening there.
He did, and he took it.
He sure did.
Another first down, fresh set of downs for the Titans.
How about it? Trips right, single receiver left for Sax. Different tailback in the game at his left. That's Kent. And he's going to get tackled there. Number 90 on that for the Pios. And that was Jordan Pfeffer, the 6'4 sophomore from Tucson, getting his first looks here. Trips right, single receiver left. Tailback on Sax's left. Pass over the middle, broken up by two Pios. Initial contact there. Hayden Hartman, linebacker. His first looks. Good to see him getting some time in. And also a different free safety in there. Caden Vernon's still in there. So third and eight. Clock is stopped with 6:56 left in the game. It's a 63-23 Pioneer lead. Titans looking for some more respect here. They did come up with 20 points here in the second half. So trips right, bundled up, single receiver left, tailback on Sax's left. And he's on our heel. Boy, he gets hammered there.
Nowhere to go.
And that's Pfeffer again, making his presence known in the secondary and then on the blitz. And really, Sax did not have much time to react to that.
Introduce Big Mr. Sacks. Sacks.
Actually,
to
Hayden Hartman gets credit for that. My apologies. Got a couple number eights here. Yep, Hayden Hartman on that.
Came in untouched. Boom.
So
comes the punt.
Our friend back in here, Matt Noggs.
Back return, Jaramuth.
Yep. Good call there, Greg. Heavy pressure on the punt, but he gets it off a beauty. High hanger. It's going to bounce. And it's going to take another friendly pile roll. Wow. It goes from like the 23 to the 29. Man. So
Black magic on those
punts. Exactly. They're definitely looking out for the Pios here. Very fortuitous bounce. So, you know, if you're the special teams coach at Wesleyan, you got to be working with that footwork on that so you can get a better bounce on the punt, would you say, Johnny?
I would say.
I don't have a roster of the coaching staff for Wesley in here. Let's have a look here. Oh, yes, I do. So looking for special teams here. And I don't even see special teams on the roster here. So
got but some room on the right hand
running
side.
Running right, yep. We're back to live action here. And Mikey Coleman back in the game. Gets about 4 or 5 on that. Timeout is called. Official timeout. Official shaking up on that. He's going to lie down here. He's lying on the Titans sideline, so the medical crew for the visiting team doesn't have to travel far. Steve Staub will come across
like
the field. So
paying attention to his ankle, it looks like.
Something like that.
Ouch.
5:46 remaining in the game. And a good time for us to pause here with Triple G.
Yeah. Mikey Coleman's looking good. I'll be curious to see what his yardage numbers are.
The Bloomington Fly. Yeah. Well, let's see. I had the stats here in my busy pile of paperwork here. Johnny, what's all Mikey Coleman on for the day here so far? Here it is. Yep. Not as big as last week against North Park, but So they may be substituting a ref from the chain gang. Of all the things to go wrong here.
There's Colby.
Yeah, I saw that. It says
you know, that's where we got full game.
Yeah, so 2 yard average, but yeah. You know, those are all positive yards, and he had a big game against North Park.
Minus in there.
So Pioneer is lining up late, waiting for the field. Single receivers both sides. Coleman on Raby's left. Raby gets the snap, fakes to Coleman. Oh, no, this is Tyler McCain. And McLean fakes the handoff, and he runs up. Positive yardage, close to a first down.
Yeah, he's very close.
Nice looking run there. By the 6'1 junior from Potosi, went to Platteville. So good to see Tyler McLean get some touches here. And single receivers both sides, double tight end. Coleman's going to get it up the middle. This time, if Coleman's going to keep it. He bounces the outside. He's got some room.
Oh, boy.
50, 45, 40.
He's going to go.
30, 20.
One guy to beat.
And Artis Benjamin gets him out at the four-yard line. A big run by Mikey Coleman. That'll get his numbers up, Johnny.
Holy mackinoli.
You're looking at almost a 50-yard run there. A short yardage play. He bounces outside and goes for it all. Goes for the home run. And Artis Benjamin from the other side of the field. The Loyola Rambler comes across to deny Coleman.
He got to the outside, yep. And he hit the afterburners.
Clock runs, 4:26 and counting here for the Pios, leading 63-23. And it looks like Jake Netchen back in the game. Twin packages, both sides, double tight end. Netchen on McLean's left. He's going to get it up the middle.
Up the gut.
He pushes forward. Oh, some heavy contact
there.
And, yeah, maybe back to the line. Maybe, yeah, about a one-yard gain there. You're right, Johnny. They're calling it second and five. So Coleman pushed out at the six-yard line, it would look like.
Get the feeling they're going to score here again.
3:47 and counting.
Want to make sure everyone checks out Oktoberfest at
Walker's. It's like going on Frame Park. Yeah, until 10 o'clock tonight.
10 o'clock tonight.
All right.
So Netchen moves to the left now of McLean. Single receivers both sides. Second and five. Fakes the handoff. Goes to the left. He's got a receiver. It's caught.
Oh.
And he's denied the end zone. Great tackle there. That was Reed Breckheimer. Not an easy guy to get down, but.
No. Couple of yards short the goal line.
Big credit there to number 36.
Third and three.
Of Carroll.
3 minutes and 12 seconds
Cole
left.
Cole Pradle on that. The freshman from Oswego. In kind of a strong safety spot. Clock runs. Under 3 minutes now in the game.
Haven't seen a
third and goal
zero.
From the three here. And Twins right. Netchen on McLean's right here. No receivers on the left. So McLean's going to take it up the middle this time. He's going to push through. And he's close. He's at the 1 yard line there. Good little push there. Setting up fourth and one from the one.
What do you do there, Triple G? Quarterback sneak or you try something fancy?
Take a knee and give the Titans the ball back. 2:35 and counting.
I'm gonna give it to Coleman here. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I think I see Jackson Case in the game now, Taylor.
Okay.
They got the big package in. I think they're gonna go right up the gut here. See if
big package. I say you put Hancock or Breckheimer there in the running back spot.
It's pretty tight.
No, it's under snap here. First time all day, and they're going to try to push it in. Will they get it?
Yep.
They're in. Touchdown, Piles.
Another 6 points for the Pioneers.
Tyler McLean, the third string QB, gets his name in the paper. A good push there. A team effort on that one. So, Johnny, we're 1 point away from 70 points. That could be a record.
It's a record for me, dude. I haven't seen a 70-point game in a long time.
Jacob Laurentin for the extra point for the Pios. 2:07 remaining. And the kick is good with 2:07 remaining. It's
there it is.
The Pioneers of Carroll University 70 and the Titans of Illinois Wesleyan 23. We're going to take a quick station identification here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What's that?
Welcome back. This is Don and Johnny.
Yes.
Thank you, Anya. No and you're coming back to live coverage of a very lopsided football game. Pioneers 70 points and the Titans 23. And you can listen to our football radio presentation on the Civic Media app or on 540 AM, 101.1 FM. Don, this thing's just about as lopsided as I've seen
it sure
in a
is.
Long,
and, you
long
know,
time.
It really is a joy. I'm really excited for Coach Buda. I thought this was going to be a closer game. I thought it was going to be a shootout like we had at North Park, but Pioneers came out with a vengeance. Big sack on the starter, Jay Lemonager, took him out of the game early, and you wonder if Lemonager stays in, is it a different game?
Yeah.
They certainly got the tools on offense.
And so. Don, that's what the coaching staff was thinking too. The coaching staff all week was telling me this is going to be a close game. Illinois Wesleyan was going
to
play.
They come to dance, yeah. So the kick goes to Elbin. He fields it at the 5, going to his left. Oh, he gets met right away. Hard. Boy, he gets hammered there. And I think he might be staying down. Maybe hurt. Nope. He's a little shaken up on that hit. That might be Jake Netchen, the running back. Is it 28 or 26?
That was a pretty big collision there.
Yeah, you know, that's the first, like, big stop our kickoff team has had. Yeah, Jake Netchen. So, is this a different quarterback here?
Yes, it is. I didn't catch.
Number 7. Fakes a handoff. Got a receiver. Got number 88. He gets hammered. 2-yard gain. It's number 7.
Didn't chip you on the sidelines. Couple of penalties.
Kevin Grant. No, that's not Kevin Grant. Zeke Glatz. Is this another converted QB? A
little frustration there.
Flag is down. Some.
They were.
I don't know who's called. I missed that. I was trying to get the QB ID here.
Number 12. And I believe number 36 on the Pios got into it.
So it's on Carroll, so. So Wesleyan will get some charity yards. And no matter what the score is in the game, I know Coach Buda can't be happy about that.
No.
Especially from his second and third stringers.
Well, I got to tell you, I watched that whole thing, and both of them were kind of pushing each other. But it's always the second guy, right?
Yep. So it's either number 7 or number 1. If it's number 1, it's Nick Edlin or Seth Elbin. But let's see the snap. And no, it's number 2. That's Ryan Saxtill for the Titans. Clock continues to run, 1:30 and counting, and that sets up a 3rd and 10. Like, really, no gain on that. So they didn't move the ball on that on sportsmanlike conduct. It must have just been a warning.
Because there were 2 penalties. They offset.
Oh, they offset. So it was on both teams. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Triple G. A lot of pressure on us as we go on the road with the Pios at Augustana next week.
Yeah, Augustana.
Fabled college football program there. Legends include Ken Anderson and his quarterback coach, Bill Walsh. Twins right, single receiver left. Fakes the tailback. He's got a guy over the middle. He's got him. It's caught. That's your kickoff return guy, Marco Pelagonis. Ball spotted at just short of the 30 here. Clock runs, 43 and counting.
That's his first catch as a Titan, you guys.
Nice. First catch. All good for him. Done a good job in the returns. Fakes a handoff. Sax tries to keep it, but he's tackled backfield there. And that was Aiden Peters, 96, the sophomore from Rockton. Hononega High School with a big tackle there. 19 seconds and counting, and this may very well be the last play of the game. Titans taking their time here on this. Twins left, single receiver right, tailback on his right. And into some trouble here. Sax is rolling out to his right. He's sending his receiver. Now he's going to run it. He's going to get out of bounds with 4 seconds left. So time for one more play for the Pios. Can they make it to 30? trailing 70-23 here. And I think I can go on a limb here, Johnny, and say this will be a Pioneer victory. They remain undefeated at 3-0, 2-0 in the conference. And a big road trip ahead for the next 2 weeks, going to Augustana and then to the